Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Leslie Keene's UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Government Officials Go on the Record is an investigative nonfiction work about unidentified flying objects, written from a journalistic rather than speculative standpoint. First published in 2010, the book gathers testimony from pilots, military officers, government investigators, and public officials who argue that a small but significant category of aerial incidents remains unexplained after conventional analysis. Keene does not frame the subject primarily as a claim about extraterrestrial life. Her central purpose is narrower and more evidentiary to show that credible witnesses, radar data, official investigations, and international case files justify serious scientific and governmental attention. The book also examines how stigma, secrecy, and institutional caution have shaped public understanding of UFO reports. Its distinctive contribution is the way it places official voices at the center of the discussion, asking readers to separate the reality of unidentified aerial phenomena from more speculative interpretations about their origin. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, credible official witnesses as the foundation of the argument. A central feature of the book is its reliance on witnesses whose professional roles required careful observation, technical judgment, and accountability. Keene foregrounds commercial pilots, military pilots, generals, aviation officials, and government investigators because their testimony carries a different evidentiary weight from casual sightings. The point is not that authority alone proves a case, but that trained observers are less easily dismissed when they report structured objects, unusual maneuvers, or encounters corroborated by radar and other personnel. This choice also changes the tone of the UFO discussion. Instead of treating reports as folklore or fringe belief, the book presents them as aviation and security events that deserve documentation. Keene uses these accounts to argue that unexplained does not mean imaginary. She is careful to distinguish between a witness seeing something unknown and a witness proving what it is. That distinction is important because it keeps the inquiry focused on evidence rather than belief. The cumulative effect is to make the reader consider why experienced professionals would risk reputation to describe incidents they cannot explain. Secondly, evidence beyond anecdote, including radar, documents, and physical traces, Keene's method depends on combining personal testimony with supporting material where available. The book discusses aviation reports, government documents, radar data, photographs, or video in selected cases, and physical trace claims such as landing marks or unusual material samples. This does not mean every case is equally strong, and Keene does not treat all categories of evidence as conclusive. A report becomes harder to dismiss when visual observation is accompanied by radar confirmation, multiple witnesses, official records, or an investigation that fails to identify a conventional cause. The book therefore functions partly as a lesson in evidentiary standards. It asks readers to evaluate UFO cases according to the same disciplined reasoning used in accident investigation or intelligence analysis: what was observed, by whom, under what conditions, with what instruments, and after what attempts at explanation. This approach is one reason the book differs from sensational UFO literature. It argues that the strongest cases are not dramatic because they prove a final answer, but because they remain unresolved despite serious inquiry. Thirdly, government secrecy and the institutional management of uncertainty. Another major theme is the way governments respond to anomalous aerial reports. Keene examines official investigation, public denial, document classification, and the tendency of agencies to reduce complex cases into reassuring explanations. Her argument is not simply that governments hide everything, but that secrecy and institutional defensiveness have often prevented a transparent public discussion. In military and aviation contexts, unknown objects can raise questions about airspace safety, national security, sensor reliability, and public confidence. Agencies, therefore, have incentives to control information, especially when they cannot provide a clear answer. The book highlights the tension between legitimate security concerns and the public value of disclosure. If an incident remains unexplained, acknowledging uncertainty may be more responsible than forcing a weak explanation. Keene also shows how secrecy reinforces stigma. When official institutions avoid open discussion, serious researchers and witnesses may be discouraged from coming forward. This creates a feedback loop in which the absence of transparent inquiry is mistaken for absence of evidence, while the subject remains vulnerable to speculation. Fourthly, international cases show that the phenomenon is not limited to the United States. The book broadens the UFO issue by drawing on cases and officials from multiple countries, rather than treating it as an exclusively American cultural subject. This international framing matters because it weakens explanations based only on US media cycles, Cold War secrecy, or domestic folklore. Keen includes perspectives from officials associated with countries that have investigated UFO reports through military, civil aviation, or defense channels. By doing so, she shows that unidentified aerial phenomena have been documented under different political systems and reporting cultures. The international material also allows comparison between more open and more closed approaches to official inquiry. Some governments have released files or allowed officials to speak more plainly, while others have relied on silence or denial. This contrast supports one of the book's core implications: the quality of public understanding depends heavily on institutional transparency. The international scope does not prove a single origin for the phenomena, but it does suggest that the problem is persistent, cross-border, and worthy of coordinated scientific treatment rather than isolated national embarrassment. Lastly, a restrained position that separates unexplained objects from extraterrestrial certainty. One of the book's most important intellectual moves is its refusal to make the extraterrestrial hypothesis the starting point. Keen argues that some objects reported in credible cases appear to be real, physical, and capable of performance that remains unexplained. But she does not present this as proof of alien visitation. This restraint is crucial because it allows the book to address skeptical readers without demanding acceptance of a speculative conclusion. The distinction between existence, behavior, and origin gives the argument structure. First, establish whether an event occurred. Second, determine whether known explanations account for it. Third, only after that, consider possible origins. Many UFO debates collapse these steps, causing both believers and debunkers to argue past each other. Keen's position is more disciplined. The category of unidentified should be preserved until evidence supports a specific identification. This makes the book valuable as a model of inquiry into uncertain phenomena. It shows that serious attention does not require credulity, and skepticism does not require premature dismissal. In conclusion, UFOs generals, pilots, and government officials go on the record is best suited for readers who want a serious introduction to the UFO subject without the usual extremes of sensational certainty or reflexive ridicule. It will interest students of aviation, government transparency, intelligence culture, anomalous phenomena, and the sociology of scientific stigma. The practical benefit is not that it gives readers a final answer about the origin of UFOs, but that it provides a framework for evaluating reports, trained witnesses, corroborating records, official context, and the difference between unknown and extraordinary claims. Intellectually, the book encourages disciplined uncertainty, a position often missing from polarized debates. Compared with many UFO books, its strength lies in its sourcing strategy. Keen gives unusual prominence to pilots, generals, defense officials, and investigators who are willing to attach their reputations to specific concerns. It also stands out because it treats the subject as a policy and science problem, not merely a mystery narrative. Readers seeking alien lore may find it restrained, while strict skeptics may challenge some interpretations. Its lasting value is that it helped move public discussion toward the later language of unidentified aerial phenomena and toward demands for more transparent official investigation. If you would like to support Leslie Keen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.